Happy Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And we have here three priests. So it's like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks for concelebrating.
Monsignor Moore and Father Jack Mace.
The dogma of the Holy Trinity is one of the most difficult subjects of sacred theology. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity holds that God is one God, but three co-eternal and consubstantial, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as one God in three divine persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit exist before time, exist before creation, and creation means from nothing to something, but only through Jesus is revealed to God, not only as a Son, but also as Father and Holy Spirit. We can only know the dogma of the Holy Trinity through analogy. For example, in math, you think a number from 1 to 10. So you have your own number, 1 to 10. Then you can multiply to 5. I know you have the right answer. In mathematics, 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, plus 1 is equal to 3. However, in the dogma of the Holy Trinity, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. It's very hard to think. It's very hard to explain and to preach regarding the Most Holy Trinity. We have one God, but three divine persons. However, equal in majesty. The Catechism of the Catholic Church speaks of the Holy Trinity, in which one can never know unless they are revealed by God. The Holy Trinity is the central mystery of the Christian faith. No one can explain the mystery of faith. Even the saints, the holy saints, like Saint Thomas Aquinas and Saint Jerome, the expert of sacred scripture. The Holy Trinity is a mystery. Jesus says, "The Father and I are one." No one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Father. In my own reflection, there are three important points regarding the doctrine or the teaching of the Holy Trinity. First, the Father. The Father, known to be a creator God. God the Father is regarded as the first person of the Most Holy Trinity. God the Father is the creator of all things. This means that He was the creator of the world and everything in it. He is the Father of the universe. Second, the Son. The Son, known to be the Redeemer, is the key to revealing God to mankind. Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, who was crucified for the sins of mankind. Jesus gives us a human face to God by proclaiming the gospel, healing the sick, forgiving sinners, healing the wounded, restoring broken relationships, and giving his life on the cross. Jesus leaves his body behind as food for our journey and promises that if we follow him, he and the Father will make their home for us. He promises to send us the Holy Spirit. Third, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, known as the Sanctifier, Comforter, Consoler, Healer, and Advocate. The Holy Spirit is the divine love formed between the Father and the Son. Through the Holy Spirit, we join in the circle of life and love, endowing ourselves with gifts or strengths necessary for the journey. We have the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Our words will always be poor and inadequate. Suffice it to remember that God reveals himself as a God of communion. We expand divine people to welcome us to this great communion of life and love. My dear sisters and brothers, feel the real presence of the three divine persons every day. Give at least 3 minutes for personal devotion. 1 minute to God the Father. Just think of the best gift you received throughout the day. Another 1 minute to God the Son. Ask for forgiveness. Another 1 minute to the Holy Spirit. Ask for guidance for the next day. In this, you will experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, one God, but three divine persons.